And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, December 11th, 2020. Today, I'll be giving our readers part two of a sneak peek at what's in store in our 39th anniversary Real Money Perspective print newsletter. By the way, it's available free by calling 800-289-2646. Here's what you'll receive. A story by David Howden of free market think tank Mises Institute entitled Inequality and the Gold Standard. The income inequality debate is not as straightforward as it is commonly framed, he writes. It's not just a question of one group getting a larger piece of the pie, but of increasing the size of the pie so that everyone can benefit. Relying on data from Berkeley economist Emmanuel Saez, the story includes a graph that shows changes in real income over the past century. One year that probably pops out for people who think income inequality is a bad thing is 1973. So what happened? What was the biggest event to occur in 1973? The most important thing to happen in 1973 actually happened in August of 1971. The year Nixon closed the gold window. 1973 was the year that set off the most inflationary episode in American history. The reason why there's a growing income inequality since 73 is a direct result of this monetary mayhem. And Tom Dyson over at Rogue Economics writes that the stock market investors need to see this chart. Well, what chart is it? It's a Dow to gold ratio chart that shows the relationship between the stock market and gold. The first thing the ratio tells us, looking back over 120 years, is that there's a clear cycle in this relationship. The second thing to notice is that the extremes in the Dow to gold ratio tend to mark important tops and bottoms in the stock market. For example, today, one share of the Dow will buy only 14.5 ounces of gold. That's down from 42 ounces of gold back in August of 1999. In other words, since 1999, the Dow has lost 65% of its value in terms of real money gold. Dyson expects the Dow to gold ratio will return to the low single digits below 5 over the next decade. And lastly, a story by yours truly. 20 good reasons to go for the gold. The key to successful investing is to maintain a long-term perspective. Gold prices flexed their muscles in 2020, rising above $2,000 an ounce, and silver crested at $30 an ounce. But that's just a foretaste of what we could see in 2021. And just in case you might be thinking you're a little late to join the precious metal bull market, according to Kitco.com, quote, in real terms, gold has to rise over $700 to be the all-time inflation-adjusted high of $2,722 in 1980, and to reach a real all-time high, silver has to top $160 an ounce. No wonder so many experts are calling for the next leg of the precious metals bull market to extend another 5 to 10 years. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.